welcome back to another episode of Quick Spin, the Auto Week podcast. Gets to the essence of the automobile. Today, we are talking about the 2024 Mazda CX-50. You can take a look at this Mazda CX-50 on our Instagram page right now. That's at Auto Week USA. And hey, while you're out there, why don't you head over to our Facebook page, click that like button, that we get all the great Auto Week content sent directly to you. We're going to spend a ton of time talking about this Mazda in just 1 second, but first we have to pay the bills. Gear up with Road and Track and Car and Driver. Head to shop.roadandtrack.com to shop apparel and gear made specifically for the modern enthusiast. Whether you're looking for a sweatshirt to keep you warm as you cruise with the top down, or a leather keychain to keep your keys in check, there's something for every gearhead. Visit shop.roadandtrack.com and hit the road in style. And Tom, you're here because, well, you didn't drive this Mazda CX-50, but you are the man with the sales figures and you ask good questions. Tom, how's your day going and how was this Mazda?
Day is going great. Only you know how that Mazda performed. I'm a big fan of that vehicle. I like Mazdas. They've managed to find a space that is near luxury. It is not pure luxury. It is not pure mainstream. I think they like to call it premium branding. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this Mazda.
Oh, I think a good place to start with this Mazda is when I take us on a quick little walk around of this CX-50, which we're going to go to right now.
And we are walking around the 2024 Mazda CX-50. Now, it's been a while since we've been in a CX-50, so we'll give you a little refresher. CX-50 sounds an awful lot like CX-5, and it should. But this one has a zero behind it, which means it is bigger. Effectively, this is a CX-5 that's stretched a little bit. It's about 5 inches longer than a CX-5. Also, some more cladding, same powertrain, just a little different of a CX-5. It's a crazy thing. But what it is the same striking styling that you'll see across the Mazda lineup. Beautiful Mazda nose, thin headlamps underneath the hood is, in this example, a turbocharged 2.5 liter, made it to a 6-speed. We'll talk more about that later. Roll it on a set of Goodyear Eagle Tourings, 245, 45, 20s. Big wheel. Doesn't look big because that's, 185 inches long. We're living in the future. Let's look at the cargo hold. Power tailgate, 2-row crossover. So if you add some length, it does make for a larger cargo space. Awesome amount of cargo space. You're buying a crossover for a reason. And if it's for cargo space, there's plenty of it. Of course, the rear styling also similarly good Mazda. The inside though, premier. It's a Mazda, soft touch materials throughout, a bifold armrest with USB-A data link for your smartphone for the media screen. It all works pretty well. Of course, Mazda, the rotary dial controller for the media screen works well. An Apple CarPlay while you're driving can be kind of annoying, but you get used to it. In the center console, you'll find, of course, again, your media controller, but a non-monostable, a moving gear selector to control the 6-speed, and of course, a drive selector to play with that when you want. In front of you, there is a head-up display. We can't see that yet. The vehicle is off. What we can see is an instrument cluster with dial faces. The center, of course, is where the digital screen pops, and you'll see your speedometer readout, all that fun stuff. But that's neither here nor there, because you're looking at the HUD most of the time. A nice blend of digital faces and analog faces works pretty well. The seats feel comfortable. A little bolster action, which is nice for this little crossover. That said, some of this matters. But most of what matters when you're buying a Mazda, especially if you're listening to this, is how it drives. So let's take this out on a quick spin.
And a quick spin we shall, Tom, but not just yet. Tom, I believe you have these sales figures handy that kind of paint the picture of the compact midsize, that little tweener, compact adjacent crossover segment's going, because it seems like it is a tough fight in there.
It is a huge fight. It's a knockdown dragout, as they say. So I'm looking at the Ward's segmentation for what they call midsize crossover. So that's including Honda CR-V, Toyota RAV4. These are incredibly high volume vehicles, and it's the number one segment in the country. And so what I'm looking at is 2023 total calendar year sales, 3.3 million of these vehicles sold just in this one segment. And that's up 21% from the prior year. Wes, how many cars do you think they sold in the United States at the same time? We're talking calendar year 23. We're talking sedans, coupes, convertibles, sports cars, you know, that sort of thing.
Dozens.
Of all cars, 3.1 million. So just this one segment outsold cars completely. Outsold pickup trucks by a wide margin. This is where every automaker wants to be, where every brand has to play to find success. So let's put this in context here. The number one Toyota RAV4, what are we looking at? 435,000 vehicles sold in 2023. I think number two would be Honda CR-V, and we're looking at 361,000 of those. Chevy Equinox does pretty well at 212,000. Nissan Rogue, we've got almost 265,000 of these. So putting that in context, those are the big players. And then there are tons of other smaller players. The Mazda CX-5 and CX-50 are both doing okay, but they would be kind of middle of the pack. The CX-5 in particular does pretty well. 154,000 vehicles sold last year, but the CX-50 coming in at 45,000 units. So 45,000 units in this segment doesn't really ring the bell. Clearly, they're selling more of the CX-5, and I'm not sure if you can say anything about the price difference there between those two vehicles, Wes.
No, they are priced pretty similarly. That said, Tom, I think now is a good place to take this out for a quick spin.
And away we go. Just like the CX-5, and CX-30, and Mazda 3, etc. 2.5 liter with a turbocharger, 227 horsepower, or 256, depending on what fuel you've thrown in it. I believe this has a healthy tank of 93, so we're getting a little bit extra oomph out of the old snail shell fed four cylinder. Made it to a 6-speed. Again, similar powertrain you're gonna see throughout the Mazda lineup. And similarly, with all the other 6-speed 2.5s, works very well. Big fan of this powertrain. Despite being turbocharged, you really do get a nice linear pedal response. It can be peaky when you get into boost, but yeah, you can easily modulate the throttle. Feel the car pull, works really well. No complaints there. CX-50, the ride with these 20s, I'm not going to say it's harsh, but it's certainly not soft. It's firm. If you're into Mazdas, that might be a benefit. If you're maybe not coming out of a Mazda, it could be a bit jarring, but it is on the firmer side in terms of ride and handling. The steering, right on center, there's a good amount of heft. I like that. You can really feel of the wheel, the brakes, nice linear pedal travel, very organic. You do feel a bit of a dip in the nose when you're braking heavily, which, again, this is a crossover, it's not a Miata. Even in a Miata, though, you will feel a lot of nose dive when you're heavy on the brakes on a stock ND. So there's that. But yeah, wind noise, very good. At speed, when you're accelerating onto an on-ramp, you don't really hear too much wind noise, road noise. You hear a little bit of road noise, not necessarily the tires screaming at you, but you'll hear, you know, a poor road surface, enter the cabin. There's not a lot you can do to that outside of buy a Rolls Royce and have that magic sent to you. But yeah, in a little crossover, no real complaints from that. This is, if you wanted to see a Mazda CX-5 and you thought maybe a little too small, well, this checks all those boxes and then some. This is exactly what you would expect from a longer CX-5. It has all the fun of the CX-5 as far as crossovers go, with a little bit more space. That said, we can take this back to the studio.
Join Road and Track for Arizona Desert Run, an epic 4-day road trip through Arizona taking place November 12th through the 15th, 2024. You can expect scenic drives through Arizona's Red Rocks, led and curated by Road and Track's editors, a thrilling track day at Redford Racing School, a pit stop at the Grand Canyon, delicious culinary experiences, and restful stays at luxury hotels. We hope you'll come along for the ride. Head to experiences.roadandtrack.com to learn more. Now, I should mention that for what it's worth, there is also an extra wheelbase thrown at the CX-50 and a little bit of extra ground clearance, about an inch more ground clearance. Minimum ground clearance, for what it's worth.
And you needed all of that, too, when you were out there off-roading?
No, obviously. But the name of the game these days is make adventure vehicles for people that want to be adventured in.
You mentioned the adventure aspect of the car. Does it feel like an adventure car, or does it feel more like a kind of a Lexus? A lot of the Mazdas that I've been in feel upscale, and they feel urban. Pretty nice leather package inside. Well-appointed. Does it feel like a vehicle that you'd want to go adventuring in?
I would hazard a guess and say that the most off-roading a CX-50 will ever do is going down a dirt road to a cabin. Now, I'm sure that this does have some serious chops baked into it. I doubt anyone, at least a first owner, will ever really put this through any serious sort of trials and tribulations off the paved ways. But you know, it does come with standard all-wheel drive, and these 20s, probably not the tire of choice. If you threw a set of, like, KO2s on a set of, like, 18s or something, this would probably eat up some terrain. But I sincerely doubt no one would do that, because, to your point, the inside, it does feel, the word is premium, even for a relatively low starting price. This starts around 38 for the turbo, much cheaper for the naturally aspirated one. But it feels like a... a nice, competent, livable commuter cabin that I would maybe, if I owned, would yell at someone for tracking mud into it. That's neither here nor there, Tom. What is here is on a quick spin, we try to get to the essence of the automobile, and the Mazda CX-50 is no exception, especially not the 2024 Mazda CX-50. We did a 23, now we're in a 24. So, Tom, think about this a lot. And as a Mazda CX-5 fan, a person that convinced a family member to purchase one, wasn't a hard convincing. I said, just buy a CX-5. It's great. And they actually listened to me, which is a huge mistake. You should do that, but trust but verify. The CX-50 takes all the good notes from a CX-5, which I think most would agree a CX-5, pretty good. Pretty good at being a CX-5 especially, and pretty good at filling this crossover space. Maybe not as competent in the sales chart as a RAV4 or CHR or anything, or HRV, but I love a CX-5. And the CX-50 just gives you more CX-5. Now, there is some trade-offs, like I mentioned. Extra wheelbase makes it a little less darty, a little less nimble. That's two sides of the same coin. So for what that's worth, if you like a more nimble crossover, which I don't think is a phrase people often are to say, but maybe you are more happy with the CX-5. But if you want something that's a little longer, a little more space, a little more sure-footed, you could say, on the road, even though the CX-5 is perfectly capable, but the extra wheelbase does gives you a little more stability. That's just how math works. Maybe the CX-5 is the answer. But no, Tom, the quick snip is it gives you more CX-5. Maybe not 10x as much, but it gives you a little more CX-5, which I'm not going to complain about more CX-5. It feels great. That said, Tom, I think now is a great place to put a pin in it. Thank you for asking all these hard-hitting questions, and also thank you for bringing some sales data. Really appreciate that. Listener, if you could hop in your digital Mazda CX-50 and head over to the Apple Podcast or Spotify, wherever you listen to this bad boy, I will give you a shout out, like I will give the great Dwells in Inverness, hopefully Inverness Green, and maybe not Inverness Scotland, if a big Inverness Green Gibson fan, good for you. Thank you for listening, I'll say that much. If you could, drop a 5-star, we really appreciate that. And also, while you're cruising the internet superhighway in your Mazda CX-50, why don't you head over to our Facebook page. Click that like button. That way you get all the great AutoWeek content sent directly to you. Now, I do say this at the end of every episode, but I do mean it. Without your listenership, none of this would be possible. So thank you for listening.